The Federal State Inspection Service is gearing up to inspect all the peanuts in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama as they arrive at peanut buying points. The next question is, will we have enough labor? And that is going to take about 1,000 people to grade all the peanuts in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama this season. According to the Georgia Federal State Inspection Service, they are anticipating a 25% increase and are now working on some unique programs to have enough employment to grade the peanuts. One is working with the FFA, Future Farmers of America. They will be assisting with some of the students that could come after school and work at the buying points to assist with the grading of the peanuts. That program is being tested this year, and it could be outstanding for the Georgia, Florida, and Alabama area. Also being tested is the rehiring of all the districts. More lead inspectors are coming back. They've raised the pay for some of those, and that is going to help this year. They anticipate a 25% increase over the number of peanuts that were inspected last year because of the good crop. Also working, according to T.E. Moy of the Georgia Federal State Inspection Service, is a brand-new grading system, more high-tech, and working with Georgia Tech, the Agricultural Research Service of USDA, and Lewis Carter Manufacturing. They are adding cameras that will detect aflatoxin mold and also cameras that can check the inside of those peanuts for the grading inspection. But that program is moving ahead. Also, an automatic sampler is being tested at several buying points this year. That'll give a equalization of grading that peanut after it comes off of the sampler. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.